Jack is down below at the boat's large navigation desk, plotting the team's sailing route to Indonesia. A cell phone call from Maggie interrupts his concentration.
Hello, Maggie. Are you staying safe?
Jesus, Jack. This fiasco you're running almost got my entire team killed. I just heard from Savannah. Thank God she escaped the crash. But I lost two of my crew. Someone killed two of my crew, Jack. They were family men. I had to talk to their wives, and I had no answers for them. Who the fuck is trying to kill us? We are scared to death.
Slow down, Maggie. For starters, I'm sorry for your crew, but I'm not running the fiasco. It's running us. None of us asked for this. As for who's trying to kill us, it's the NSC. I'm sure they're responsible for the helicopter attack. I hear idiot President Stanford has his knickers in a knot over us and believes we're involved in a plot to destabilize the United States. That's his argument to stop us. Anyone associated is in danger, and I'm guessing he's attempting to remove the sources of the story, explaining the helicopter attack.
So he's solving it by killing off civilians?
Maggie asks. It's becoming apparently clear, Maggie. Mental stability or working within the system isn't a qualification for presidents these days. I'm guessing Stanford sidelined Congress and has the NSC running this operation covertly. He chased our asses clear across Canada. Not sure if we got away cleanly. Only time will tell. After what we've been through, I totally understand your team being scared. Stay under the radar for a while. What are your plans?
My crew got to the mobile news trucks, and we're monitoring the story. We haven't chimed in again yet. Still a little gun-shy. How certain are you the NSC shot down our helicopter? Can you prove it? It's huge news if true. Because of the NSC's request for help in bringing in the conduits for questioning, CNN asked the White House if they were involved here in London. Of course, they denied it.
We need to figure out a way to implicate them, Maggie. It's the only way we will get them off our backs. I'm afraid if we're captured in the meantime, we won't see the light of day again. I am intimately knowledgeable on how the NSC runs covert operations, and we don't want to be on the receiving end. People mysteriously disappear, and it's never sanctioned or acknowledged.
You're not very reassuring, Jack. Jesus! Have you been watching what is happening? As the news agencies feed on the frenzy we've churned up, the world financial markets are tanking. There have been multiple reports of stockbrokers committing suicides. The CDC and Britain's National Health Service have gotten their hands on the water catalyst from the engineers who presented our story and are freaking out over the possibility of interplanetary contamination. The world's scientists are freaking because they don't understand what just happened. They've never seen a black hole change state, and they've never seen a star like the one now occupying the center of our galaxy. Not to mention, where did the advance warning come from? On top of everything, Jack, there is a social media storm out there saying our pre-taping of space events was a deep fake, even though the scientists know otherwise, and we provided the evidence it wasn't. The churches are all screaming foul, and everyone else believes God is talking to us through kids. It's a mess.
Yeah, we know, Maggie. We've been following it on TV, too. Not sure what it will take to swing this around. At the very least, the governments need to acknowledge what we're saying. This is a tough nut to crack,